This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This week, it is ridiculous, and nobody wants to say that.
Again for your weekly dose of great 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, where we focus on 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, proto punk, and a little bit of psychedelia. Episode 386. Hey, thanks for the feedback on last week's episode. Seems that our return to great 60s garage punk went down a treat. This show's in a similar vein. Hope you enjoy it as well. Got underway with a band out of San Diego, California, a 1967 release from this band called The Weeds on Interstate Records, track called 10 More Days Till the Bomb. If you like that, you'll like a lot more of what's coming up in this episode of Retrospect. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's one off a compilation called High in the Mid-60s Ohio Part 2. It's actually a release from 1970. The band is called The Young Generation. This one is called Move It.
And roll come in and steal the virtue of the boys and girls and steal their emotional fervor and not realize how poisonous it is.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Let's grow on them. All right, now burn it! Postman walking down the lane.
Comes the postman, 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 comes the postman, 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 comes the postman, comes the postman, postman.
See the letter he has brought for my sweetheart.
Comes the postman, postman, comes the 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 postman.
The envelope seems to be moving.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman.
Ah, I can taste the hurt of the envelope.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman.
My revenge.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman.
See the envelope hanging in the air.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman.
I have grafted it to the telephone wires.
Here comes the postman. 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 Here comes the postman.
Don't even see the letter.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman.
I have stuffed it into atoms of copper sulfite.
Here comes the postman. Here comes the postman. Here comes the postboy. Here comes the postman.
Ah, watch out! The postman is coming. He's going to mail an old postman. Hide the ostriches. Hide the lobsters. Hide everything. Because the postman is coming.
Yeah, three very cool slices of 60s garage. The Young Generation, top of the set with Movin'. Then we had a band out of Ohio from 1966, 7-inch 45 on Starlight Records. The band is called Shepherd's Herd, a quintet of high school students founded by Kim Shepherd from Shelby High School. Performed in a short-lived folk trio called the Trade Winds, then hooked up with some more Shelby High students and formed the Vultures. They became Shepherd's Herd, a name that apparently got parental approval for unintended religious significance. Their recordings were done live with just one microphone. Apparently the band paid $300 for a session and got 500 copies of the record. 45 released in May 66. We took the B-side from Shepherd's Herd called I Know. And then a favourite of mine, The Driving Stupid. Talked about them a number of times in recent episodes, a very cool track called Ride the Lobsters. Stay tuned, more great 60s garage punk.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The question is this: do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage?
Well, here's a band from Pittsburgh. Got some regional success, mainly with singles which were largely made up of cover versions. Now considered one of the earliest examples of proto-punk, they are the Swamp Rats. They were, to some extent, a fabricated band. Put together out of the remains of a trio called Fantastic DJs, a DJ called Terry Lee from radio station WMCK put the band The Swamp Rats together. His words, there was no actual band. The Swamp Rats was a group of people that I put together to make records and to do live shows at my dances. The group slowly started to change. As it changed, there were personality conflicts. Members left, members returned, and new members were added. It was like a revolving door. The Swamp Rats consisted of over 12 people at various times, but they do seem to have coalesced around a guy called Bob Hocko. There are releases out there, Bob Hocko and the Swamp Rats. Let's check them out. The Swamp Rats covering the Kinks till the end of the day.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I rise. Feel good from the morning till the end of the day. Till the end of the day.
John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Well, there's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
No,
I can't reveal her name until I get her.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
No,
I try time and time again. We end up not the friends. Well, there's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. Well, there's a certain chick I've been sweet on since I met her.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
No.
Don't ask me her name, I won't reveal it until I get her.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
No.
One day I wake up and say, just ask me and I'll be a slave. Well, there's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
Homosexual viewpoint. Psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure of even the normal male adult to this type of publication, though he may not be aware of its true nature, will nevertheless pervert. Oh God, deliver us. Americans from evil.
I know this world is full of suffering and misery, but I'm not gonna let the bad things get the best of me. 'Cause there is so much to enjoy, so many great things to do, but life is short, time can be bought, and so a world full of hurting and crying and sorrow. There are still a million good things for us to taste and touch. The sun still comes up every day to light the sky up above.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Don't forget, back episodes are available all across the web. All good podcasting platforms carry Retrospect. You can follow us on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio, where you'll find links to each episode, the track listings, a little bit about some of the bands that get put into these episodes. And now also on Instagram, just search for Retrospect Garage Punk Radio and you'll find us. Give us a follow there as well. And we had the Swamp Rats, top of the set, with Till the End of the Day by the Kinks. Then a band called The First Gear, 7-inch 45, released October 64, a cover, of course, of A Certain Girl, track actually written by Alan Toussaint, although credited under his pen name Naomi Neville. Recorded first by Ernie K. Doe in 1961, also covered by the Yardbirds, and Warren Zevon, in fact, did that as well. So The First Gear with A Certain Girl. And then from 1966, 7-inch 45 on Parlophone Records out of the UK. Band is called The Wolves. Interesting story. They took their name from a famous football team, so they became kind of associated with that football team. They actually approached Wolverham Wanderers Football Club, successfully seeking permission to change the group's name from The Big Beats to The Wolves. That got them quite a fan base. Went on to do a number of recordings, including the track we had, called Lust for Life. Global Garage kicks off straight after this. Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, an extended Global Garage set for this episode of Retrospect. Let's get it underway with a recording. And it steps out of the normal parameters of Retrospect because it's from 1971. It's out of Belgium on Flora Records. The band is called The Sphinxes. This track's called Peace.
Oh, yeah, no.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Baby, Ibokulula, Mahaha, baby. Ibokulula, Bahama, du Sabi. Ibokulula, où donc es-tu parti? Ibokulula, sans toi je m'ennuie. Ibokulula, si, 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 je m'ennuie, si, je m'ennuie. On s'est aimé une nuit. Souviens-toi de nos mille folies. Mais ce bonheur, c'était trop beau. Il a fini dans un sanglot. Ibokulula, Bahama, baby. Ibokulula, donc es-tu parti? Ibokulula, si, si, je m'ennuie, si, je m'ennuie. She's a girl in a red blue jean. She's the queen of all the teens. She is the one that I know. She is the one that loves me so. Ibokulula, she is my baby. Ibokulula, I don't mean maybe. Ibokulula, she is my baby. She is my baby. Ibokulula, my baby. Ibokulula, tu es ma douce amie. Ibokulula, tu me reviens chérie. Ibokulula, et tu me souris. Ibokulula, si, ma baby, si, ma baby.
Three slices of global garage. Belgium, top of the set, with Sphinxes, Peace. Then from Israel, via USA, the Sabras. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. 1967 LP called Jerusalem of Gold. We took a track called Hor Yeldone from the Sabras. And then thirdly, I love this band, Les Blousons Noirs, out of France. The Black Jackets from Bordeaux. Somewhat ephemeral band, only together 61 and 62, but considered a precursor to the punk movement in some way. There was another band, Tony March and the Black Jackets, also from the 60s from Bordeaux, but this band, Les Blousons Noirs. Very little known about them. Rudimentary musical talent. I've described them as the genesis of punk before on the show. Les Blousons Noirs with Bebop Alula out of France.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here's a band created in Barcelona 1965, influenced by British R&B, particularly The Who, The Small Faces, The Kinks, The Troggs, and Them. For all intents and purposes, they were a Spanish mod band. Recorded two EPs during their life. This is Los No with Incomprendidos out of Spain.
now than ever before.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Me gusta así, justo a mi gusto, me cae bien. Quisiera siempre tenerle en mí y poder darle. Darle mi amor. Me gusta así, justo a mi gusto, me cae bien. Quisiera siempre tenerle en mí y poder darle. Darle mi amor.
And it's one of the most successful Peruvian bands of the 1960s, Los Yorks, best known for the track Abrazame, but we had a familiar sounding track there. Retitled as Justa a Mi Gusto from Los Yorks. Picture up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, we're going to step out of the 60s again. That's twice for one episode. This recording is from 1972, 7-inch 45 EP on Unidisc Records out of France. The band is called La Petite Chanteur de l'Île de France. My rudimentary French would say that that is the Small Singers of France. Track called Le Monde au Soleil de l'Amour, something about a sunny world of love. I believe there are some religious overtones in the work of this band as well. But hey, let's check it out. Bunch of kids called La Petite Chanteur de l'Île de France.
Bien sûr, je sais qu'il y a partout la guerre. Tous les soirs à la télé, je vois des gens se tuer. Et je connais cette bombe meurtrière qui, dans la main d'un seul fou, pourrait bien tout faire sauter. Mais je sais qu'il y a aussi aux quatre coins de la terre et des grands qui veulent vivre en paix. Ils finiront par s'unir pour vivre comme des frères. Le visage du monde en sera transformé. Je sais qu'on répond par la tuerie quand un peuple se soulève au nom de la liberté. Il y a encore des fléaux, des maladies que savants et médecins ne peuvent pas éviter. Mais j'ai vu surgir alors des gens de tous les pays qui se sont engagés comme dans une armée pour que l'amour et la vie soient plus forts que les fusils et pour que la justice ne soit plus enchaînée.
Oh,
Bien sûr, je sais ce que répètent les grands. Ces choses-là, mon garçon, elles ont toujours existé. La vie n'est pas comme tes rêves d'enfant. Tu ne peux pas réussir là où nous avons échoué. Mais moi, je veux essayer avant que de renoncer. Chers copains inconnus, je veux compter sur vous. Si d'autres que nous moissonnent ce que l'on aura semé, tant pis si pour l'instant, on passe pour des fous.
That's two more slices of Global Garage. Le Petit Chanteur d'Ile de France with Le Monde au Soleil de l'Amour. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. You can find out more about that interesting children's group. Then we had Guidoni Eisui Amici. Now this guy, Guidoni, Italian singer, had a number of releases. First in 1964 called Let's Go Down Together on Skis. That's translated into English. Then releases also in 1965 and a later one on Parlophone, unknown date. So Italian singer, although the track we had, cover of For Your Love, appeared on 6 Miles from the Cage Volume 1, Sounds from Greece, 1965 to 1967. So I'm going to speculate that this guy Guidoni, Italian singer, but had at least some sort of career in Greece. Interesting interpretation of For Your Love, nonetheless. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Time to squeeze in one more from the USA. This band from Long Island, New York, active from 66 to 68, two officially released singles and a bunch of previously unreleased demos. They emerged out of a band called the Bohemians. They became Bohemian Vendetta.
Oh,
And that's Long Island, New York band Bohemian Vendetta with House of the Rising Sun. They'd recorded a bunch of demos for the songs intended for an album release, but they had to re-record all of the songs in 1968. These tracks apparently did not recapture the feel of the demos. The album finally came out in 1968, reflecting both psychedelic and R&B influences, and including cover versions such as Satisfaction and House of the Rising Sun. So Bohemian Vendetta, taking us to the end of Retrospect for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. Don't forget about those back episodes. Don't forget that we're on Instagram now. Just search Retrospect 60s Garage Punk. You'll find us there. And of course, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Instrumental time to wrap the show. Here's one from 1967, the sole release from this band out of the States. They're called Opus 5. This one's called Going Home. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.